Nhlanhla Dube with Ithuba, 18 minutes after 11 o'clock. Thank you very much for choosing us. A very interesting title of a book we review today. Stay tuned for this very interesting conversation we have with Sipho Ellen Chaka, a very bold and refreshing voice in South African literature, a finance graduate who found their true marriage in pen and paper. Not your typical author. Their writing is raw, unfiltered, and fearless, asking the uncomfortable questions many of us whisper but never dare to say out loud. We shine the spotlight on this book called I Think God Is Gay. Now, the book itself, or rather the title itself, is a daring challenge to reimagine God beyond fear, dogma, and silence as a figure of radical love and inclusivity. We are joined by Sipho as we delve deeper into this book. I'm super excited to, one, get into the title and then get into this book that will disrupt so much healing and spark a lot of conversation. We are joined by Ellen Chaka today, the author of I Think God Is Gay. A very powerful and provocative title. Ellen, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Mindum. Thank you for welcoming me, and I salute all the listeners.
Sure. You really have, I think, struck so much conversation and so much thoughts with just the title alone. I think I said a bit earlier on, it's very powerful and very provocative. What inspired you to choose such a bold title, and what conversations were you hoping to spark with the title alone?
Thank you so much for your question, ma'am. I think most importantly, for me, it was to have that particular conversation. What sparked the fire in me to come up with this title is the confusion that we have when it comes to religion, churches, God, and our beliefs, and most importantly, our identities as who we are in the society based on what the Bible tells us and the people we trust to so much. That's what inspired me to come up with this title.
I mean, what do you say to then, I mean, I would say Christians who would think that you are probably insane for using such a title?
Maybe it's me being crazy, or maybe being too free in my own skin. I don't know. But I have came across with those people. And unfortunately, I thought, and in my belief, I thought that it's them who would understand the most why I would assume that God is gay. One, I am not gay myself. I'm straight, as if they may identify me in the society, but either way, irregardless of that, when I approach them, I expect them, since they're telling me how amazing God is, how great He is, how huge He is, how loving He is, my belief is I thought that they would understand, they would know, and they would understand why am I thinking that God is gay, because He's inclusive of everyone else. But unfortunately, to them, it's an insult. It's like I'm comparing Him to nothing. I'm insulting Him. I'm telling Him, or I'm saying, in essence, He is evil Himself. Unfortunately, to them, I say, I am sorry for them to believe in a God so small that He cannot anchor the truth how I see it myself.
Well, you know, while others might say that your title and even the book itself might be sinful or displeasing to God, in the book you have reimagined God as inclusive, as tender, and radically loving. How has this perspective shaped your own journey of faith and identity?
In my own journey and my identity, so my journey in expressing who I am and also talking to people why I wrote this book, it shaped me in this way. God gave us freedom to be who we want to be irregardless of what the society says. I've met, because I wrote out book, I also had interviewed people. I've spoken with people. I had conversations with people. I didn't just write what I was assuming. I experienced people's lives. So what I've realized is that you would find someone we define as a psychopath in our society, but that particular person prays before they do something we consider evil. Yeah. You'll find someone in prison who does evil things, and those things give them joy, but they pray before they do those things. The strange part about it is that whenever they say they pray, they get strength for doing whatever they're doing. In my own way of understanding, I'm saying, it doesn't matter what other people think. If I believe that my God is powerful, God is indeed powerful. Yes, some may perceive that as evil itself, but if ever I trust enough that God himself is above everything else, mm-hmm. it means that there is nothing outside of God. There is nothing beyond God that I cannot do. The only thing we can do to each other is teach each other how yeah. God sees us and how we can be good in God. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
I mean, you know, Ellen, especially in South Africa, I think, and even the church, they struggle to address issues of sexuality and inclusivity, especially within our African community. So through your writing, what message are you hoping to, or rather, are you hoping religious communities, especially young people, will take away?
Thank you so much. My message is very simple, ma'am. It's not our place to judge each other. If truly being gay or falling under the LGBTQI community is a sin, let God be the judge of that in the afterlife. Right now, God has gave us hearts, souls, and freedom to live as we please. As long as who I am as an individual does not hurt someone else, does not contract it with the culture of others, does not inflict pain or whatsoever to other people, yeah. why not we welcome each other and loving each other? In the name of the God that we say, let's praise a huge God, a good God, a loving God who loves us all as who we are. And then if we are actually going to hell after, that will be God's decisions when we die. For now, let's concentrate in unity. Africanity is about loving each other, regardless who we are, where you come from, what the color of your skin, and your identity itself.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. But, I mean, we live in a community where people might not understand sexuality as a whole, Ellen, especially as African people. If you try to express yourself to your fullest, people will refer you to the Bible. The Bible, they say, this was an instruction from God. And God will say, look, there is some sexuality that is displeasing to me. So how do we make, especially the African community, understand what, you know, true love really is, loving people unconditionally for who they are, whether you might like it or not, whether you tell us and open the Bible and say to us, but God said this is displeasing to him.
Now, here's where I'm saying in my writing and in my journey, I call this rebellion, love rebellion. You cannot be able to love one another if all we preach is hate. So now, in my writing, I understand people are angry. They are afraid of asking questions that they won't get answers that they want to hear. Now, I'm saying, little by little, let us try to challenge the Bible. Why? Because the biblical times are no longer here now. Nowadays, you have to wait 10 years for a miracle to happen. Mm. Back then, what the Bible says, you were praying today, and the next 7 days, you get a miracle. God was seen back then. Nowadays, everything takes time. Nowadays, we have to preach. You have to go through fasting. Everything we have to do is excessive. Hence, I'm saying, let us say no to the Bible that teaches us hate more than love. It says if others are angry and they get hurt by it, we're going to teach them how to love through the same Bible that they're telling us. It's telling us things to do and not to do. Because if they were actually following the Ten Commandments that they were following, we will be a loving nation. Unfortunately, that's not how things are. So we're going to slowly going to say no to a small God, yes to a loving huge one. Slowly but surely we are going to get there.
If you say we say yes to a loving God, oh man, I have so many questions and we're running out of time. But if you say we say yes to a loving God and maybe we shouldn't look into the Bible as much as we do, where do we get, I think one might say, world order? Because as much as the Bible is there to teach us so much about love and forgiveness and hope and faith, it is what one person might say, a book that gives order.
And I agree with that, ma'am. Hence, in my own way, I'm saying, in those pages of the Bible, why not we decide to listen only in the orderly manner, the good side of the Bible? Because as we put it and as we see it, the Bible always works for anyone, whether you're good or bad. Why not preach the most, the things that teaches us being good, being in order with love, with who we are, with goodness of the God himself or herself, rather than us focusing on the bad side of it. Let's use the Bible for the goodness of it, not to demolish things, not to hate each other, not to provoke each other, but rather to preach the loving side of it and forget other pages that do not have any place in our hearts, because we are loving as the Bible says it. That would be easier.
Got you. Ellen, where can people get this book?
They can get it online on burble.co.za, B-U-R-B-L-E, or they can get them on Amazon. It's $100.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I think, you know, you've written such a very raw and honest piece. And I think that in itself can be so difficult to pin down something that is very raw, can be very difficult. So thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the best. Very interesting title you've got over there.
Thank you so much, madam, for the opportunity. And I thank all the listeners at home. Thank you so much.
Make sure to get it. It's called I Think God Is Gay by Ellen Chaka on Rise FM. Good morning.